My name is Drew Stahl. I'm 15 years old. Today is March. What day is it?
18th.
And I'm speaking with my grandpa, Jay Stahl. We are recording in Torrance and Palm Springs, California. Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
I would say I had four of them.
Yeah?
The day I got married to your grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And the day that, that my three children were born.
Okay. So how did you propose to Grandma?
How did I propose? I believe we were in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And we were at an optometry convention. And it was my third or fourth date with your grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I kind of proposed then. I kind of started to talk about it. But that did not come for another couple of months until it was finalized.
So what are some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
Some of the important lessons were to be honest with people.
Mm-hmm.
To know what is right and wrong.
Yeah.
And to do the right thing. And to try to be a good person. Never talk about anyone in a negative way. My mother gave me the best advice I ever had. She said, don't say anything about someone. Keep it, if it's bad, just keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
Don't talk bad about anyone.
What are you most...
Except the President of the United States that I can talk bad about.
Yeah, definitely. So what are you most grateful for?
That I've had a healthy life, that I've had a healthy marriage, and that all my children, my three children with your grandmother, are all successful. I knock on wood every morning that all three of our children are successful in their own profession.
Do you have any regrets in life?
Oh, lots of regrets. I made a lot of mistakes, mm-hmm. No question. I believe everyone has mistakes, and you have to get over them and move on to the next thing.
Yeah. So, how did you and Grandma meet?
Grandma's uncle was my bridge partner.
Okay.
And one day he said to me that his wife's niece is coming to town, and they want me to meet her, that she's going to UCLA graduate school. And I said I'd be glad to. And I took her out on a date the first time, and we saw that we were attracted to each other.
So what was your first job, and how did you get it?
My first job?
Yeah.
My first job, I was 11 years old. I sold newspapers in Los Angeles.
Hmm.
I sold the two newspapers I sold on a corner are both out of business now. They were the Los Angeles Herald and the Los Angeles Daily News. They sold for 5 cents each, and I made 2.5 cents on each paper that I sold. And I would sell 50 or 60 papers after school for a couple hours. I would go from school to my corner and sell newspapers, and I'd sell maybe 100 of them, 80 to 100, and I'd make $2.50, $3, and that was big money in 1943.
Hmm. So I remember you told me once when you were 14, you were delivering for a liquor store. So what was that like, having a driver's license when you were only 14?
Well, in California, in those years, in 1946, if you were 14, you could get a driver's license to go to school or run errands.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't use it for pleasure.
Yeah.
Friends of my family owned a liquor store. And when I was 14, maybe 15, 14 and a half, 15, I worked in the liquor store, and I made deliveries of liquor to different people's houses. I think I made $1.25 an hour at that time, and I thought that was big money.
Wow.
And I'd work a couple of 3 hours a day after school and on Saturdays.
So, what was my dad like when he was growing up? And, like, do you have any favorite stories about him?
Favorite stories? I got so many, I couldn't. We don't have time to go through all of them. But I love taking him to Dodger Stadium.
Yeah.
We went to a lot of Dodger games. We knew all the Dodger players. And I even took him to training camp in Arizona. And we stayed in the hotel with the Dodgers.
Wow.
I had a connection with the Dodgers at that time. The traveling secretary of the Dodgers was a good friend of mine. So we got to go to Dodger games whenever we wanted to. At no cost. They never charge us for the tickets.
Mm-hmm. So, how did you find your way to being an optometrist? So, you're retired, but how did you find your way to that job?
We had a friend that was an optometrist when we first moved to California, and he kind of guided me into that. Several people told me it's an easy job and that you don't hurt anyone, and everyone is happy when they get their glasses and they can see. Mm-hmm. Not like a dentist where you have to drill into teeth and hurt people.
Yeah.
And so I went to optometry school.
That's great. So what are you proudest of in your life, do you think?
My proudest thing is living to 85 years old.
And longer.
Pardon me?
And longer.
I hope so. And having three wonderful children and five wonderful grandchildren.
All right. Thank you for the interview, Papa.
Okay, I hope it went okay. Did I do a good job?
You did great.